Well, and the New York Times is printing tonight in their on their web page. They're saying that this this people that got sick and animals got sick, which nobody now is denying. In fact, the director of the health department in Puno, which is north of Caracas, where the meteorite came down, he confirmed originally by going there that 200 people had become ill. And there's been controversy about that and the reasons why. And what I think I'll do, George, is I'll give some background. We'll hear what one of the main scientists in charge of the investigation told me on Monday. And then we can talk about what the New York Times and others are saying.
Okay, that's true.
Well, let's go back to Saturday, September 15th. It was about 11:45 a.m. And there was an alpaca farmer, Justina Lamache, and she heard what she called a thunderous roar from the sky. It scared her, and she grabbed her 8-year-old granddaughter and ran into her house. And for the next few minutes, Justina said that she heard rocks raining down on the roof so loudly that she worried that the walls of her house and the roof were going to cave in on her and her granddaughter. Now, what 74-year-old Justina did not know was that a meteorite had fallen near her Caracas, Peru home, which is about 62 miles southeast of Puno and not very far from the southern end of Lake Titicaca. Caracas is almost all farm community. It's about 2,000 people live there. They raise cows, alpacas, llamas, and other animals on this very high Andes plateau near the Bolivian border. And according to Jorge Lopez, director of the Puno Health Department, as I was saying earlier, he went there and estimated that maybe 200 residents had complaints about headaches, nausea, and breathing problems after they said that they had inhaled what was termed toxic fumes emitted from the crater hole after groundwater seeped in and allegedly eyewitnesses said the water boiled. Now, on September 24th, I contacted Jose Machere. He has a science doctorate. He's a geological engineer at the Geology, Mining, and Metallurgical Institute in Lima. And Dr. Machere and his colleague, Luisa Machido, have been overseeing the collection and analysis of crater water, the soil, ejecta around it, and some meteoritic fragments. And I asked Dr. Machere if he was able to confirm, in fact, that a physical meteorite from outer space had slammed into this Caracas, Peru landscape. And he told me that Luisa went there, collected some small meteoritic fragments, about 2 inches long, but had to get them from the Caracas police. And it was because the police said that they got the meteorite fragments from residents who went there and picked them up from the ground on Saturday, September 15th, after this impact. Well, is there more meteorite there? Dr. Machere said they are not certain. The crater is about 26 feet wide, and it's about 7 feet down to the groundwater that came into the hole. And that water is muddy, murky, and no one has been able to see if there is a big chunk of meteorite below that murky surface. And in fact, the meteorite could be buried even deeper down below the water. Now, where did all that water come from? Dr. Machere explained that the water table in Caracas is only about 1 meter below the ground surface. So it's a very high water table, and it apparently filled up the crater created by the meteorite very quickly. And the big question, what made the people and animals sick? Well, I'm now going to share with you a brief excerpt from my phone interview with Dr. Machere on Monday, just a couple of days ago, on that question and others.
We don't know exactly because we are still analyzing water samples, if there is any harm.
been reported that the ground is full of arsenic and that it is arsenic that made the people and the animals sick. And I am reading from spaceweather.com. The crash site coincides with a natural underground deposit of arsenic.
No, this is not proven, and we have not released this news because nobody has released clear chemical analysis, neither the water nor the remaining dust or fragments of the meteorite. We will have this information in 2 or 3 days.
Do you think that arsenic is in the soil there?
Normal composition of soils includes some arsenic, but it's not main component of the soils.
What do you, as a mining engineer, think might be in the soil and water that would have made people and animals sick?
Yeah, this is a question that I prefer not to answer because really I don't know. I would prefer to have first the results and then try to explain that, yes?
One other controversial news headline has come from Russia. The Pravda newspaper says that it was not a meteorite that came down in Peru, that it was an American satellite.
Yes, it was supposed at the beginning, just after the crash, but looking at the samples, we are sure now that this is a rock, a meteorite.
What would have made the groundwater boil when this impacted?
Okay, we suppose that it boiled only from anecdotal arguments from witnesses. We were not there. If it boiled, I imagine that it was because the meteorite was still hot.
Very hot. Would the composition of this meteorite, which is largely silicate with some iron, be able to get very hot?
We don't really know. I don't really know. I don't have an answer for this question.
And I should have explained before that he asked me if I would speak slowly in English. I thought he did very well, but he said he sometimes doesn't understand English so well. And so that's why I was asking those questions so slowly.